disgusting and barefoot. The neighbors need his divine intervention. He's in the median between the roar of the engine. 10,000 ripples in the concrete sea, turning what's broken to beauty. Oh, it's the signs of love in our hearts, in our hearts. $5 in epoxy and rebar. They stuck him neath the concrete, neath the rumble of the car, to change the motion of the urban sprawl. No magic potion, just an oasis by the mall. 10,000 ripples in the concrete sea, turning what's broken to beauty. Oh, it's the signs of love in our hearts, in our hearts. But before the powers change their minds with a jackhammer for the afterlife, the garden will start with the soul from the sea. The garden will grow. It'll grow, it'll grow, it'll grow. 10,000 ripples in the concrete sea, turning what's broken to beauty. Oh, it's the signs of love in our hearts, in our hearts. Oh, it's the signs. In our hearts, in our hearts.
And that was Buddha's In My Neighborhood from musician Kai Burt, joined by Melanie Jean on vocals. I love the lyrics to that song, Kai. That's very nice.
Thank you.
What inspired it?
That song was actually inspired by the old print newspaper. I was flipping through the national news, and I came across an article out of Oakland, California, and the article was referencing a art project where 10,000 statues of the Buddha, kind of the idea of a person sitting and meditating, these were placed throughout the city of Oakland in an effort to create areas of peace. So a lot of these were put in sort of rougher neighborhoods, areas that had been pretty crime-stricken. And what they found was over time, these became sort of memorial spots or spots where adornments, flowers, and things were put. And there were actually even community gatherings at some of these areas. So I was just inspired by that.
That's very cool. That would have been a sight to see.
Yeah.
Are they still there?
That's actually a good question. I would say they are. I mean, the last time the song was written about 2.5 years ago. But I think it was intended to be a longer-term art project. So.
So you came to Paonia as an artist in residence at the Elsewhere Studios, right? That's how you arrived in Paonia?
That is. I actually came one time earlier this past October, and I played in the murder ballad that took place at the Blue Sage. And then some wonderful people here convinced me that I should come back and do the Elsewhere residency. So
I just realized today that you're sort of part of this group of musicians that came here from New Mexico, including Melanie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Thompson, Gabrielle Louise, Brody Kinder. Why did you all come here?
Well, that's a bigger question.
I mean, I'm very happy that you're here. It's great. And you all do different stuff too. But it was great. We got this influx of young musicians from New Mexico suddenly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was actually one show last summer. I was on tour with Gabrielle Louise and the Dames, and Brody Kinder and Justin Thompson were our opening acts that summer. And we played a show in Flagstaff, I believe, that Kai organized for us. And we shared, we did a double bill with Kai, and that was the first time I'd met Kai. And I think everybody else except for Gabrielle. And that's how we all first met and became friends, and we just sort of kept in touch. And then half of us moved up here, and we're like, hey, Kai, come play for the Murder Ballad show.
Yeah, so I was actually living in Arizona. Mm-hmm. We sort of covered the whole Southwest, I guess.
Yeah.
And I had met Gabrielle years ago. She had come through town, and we shared a show that evening. And that relationship just turned into, again, meeting these folks last summer. So
what was your goal in coming here and doing the Artists in Residence program and everything? What did you want to accomplish?
I've been a songwriter a long time, but I've never actually, I've always had many, many things, other things going on. And in the early hours of the morning or late hours at night, that's when I'm writing songs. So I have this good fortune right now to be doing music full time. And I decided the best way to start that would be to, go and put myself in an intentional space. And it was a wonderful experience. I almost had too much time, I'd say, at times to write songs. I kind of got really, almost into the song maybe more than the world around me. So it's good to have a balance, but it was nice to immerse myself.
You picked up a variety of musical influences in your early youth. Tell me how that happened and how you got started a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So it seems like I've lived a little in just about every different region in the country, but I was born and raised in Indiana, and it was in the first few years of college, I had moved out to Virginia where I have some family, and growing up in Indiana, there's quite a lot of bluegrass, but I didn't really discover it when I was there, and then when I moved to Appalachia in Southwest Virginia, near Blacksburg, my cousins were musicians there, and my cousin just so happened to hand me a whole stack of bluegrass and newgrass, and that's kind of when I started to get really into that particular style of guitar and banjo. And then there was a period I lived in Vermont, and there was a kind of a folk scene going on there, folk music scene, and so that had an influence on me, and songs I knew in Virginia were different than the same song in Vermont. It was played differently, which was interesting. And then since I've been out in the Southwest, I've had other influences. I think some of the more, I guess, Tex-Mex sound and swing sounds. And it's just kind of, it's amazing how regional music can be. And yet at the same time, how widespread it is as well.
What did you find when you came here as far as musical styles go? What does this place make you want to play musically?
That's a good question. Well, Colorado's always really inspired me with the Americana sound and the bluegrass sound. And I've played in a number of, I call them Americana bands, and it's largely bluegrass influenced. And since I kind of been struck out on my own and doing more of a solo thing, it's been interesting to kind of take the context of having been an instrumentalist and playing in these kind of instrumental heavy bands and figuring a way to do that as a solo artist while still keeping that sound. So that's something I'm always creating with. And yeah.
And you're a multi-instrumentalist. You play acoustic guitar, hollow body electric guitar, 5-string banjo, mandolin, and harmonica. And I always wonder how it is to be a multi-instrumentalist. Because I can't even play one instrument. Do you just pick up a new instrument one day and kind of get obsessed with it? Like you are maybe in the early stages of a relationship where it's like a getting to know you kind of thing. I guess it depends on the instrument, but like what kind of relationship, I guess, do you have to develop with an instrument before you add it to your roster?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what this will say about my relationship abilities, but And it is different with every instrument. I started off playing the guitar when I was in my teens, and that came pretty natural. But then my folks, again, back to when I was spent some time in Virginia, they bought me a banjo. The banjo actually sat around for several years. It was like, I can't do it. I can't get into the banjo. I got to learn the guitar. And then one day I just picked it up, and it was, I've had a hard time setting it down, even to the point where the guitar's gotten neglected at times. So that was sort of she was always there. I just needed to ask her out. And I finally asked her out, and we were like, yeah, that was worth it. And the mandolin I was working at a music school in Flagstaff teaching lessons, and I was asked, hey, can you teach mandolin? And I'd had a mandolin, I'd played it a little, and that's the time when I really started learning the mandolin, was when I started teaching it. So just had to stay one step ahead of my students, I guess. But
have you ever been like, forget all the rest, it's just gonna be you mandolin? Or no, you always
I wish I could do that, actually. Now it's like it's a curse, but it's amazing how anyone who's learning an instrument, at some point I would recommend trying other instruments, because it really is amazing how it expands that musical mind. And the great thing about string instruments is they're all related, really. It's just how you play them and how you bring out whatever that instrument is. So
very nice.
So next up is probably dobro, maybe. That's one I've been wanting to play. We'll see. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear another song, and we're here with Kai Burt and Melanie Jean on vocals.
This is one I haven't recorded yet, but it's a tune I wrote last summer when I was out in the woods extensively and hanging out with the moon. So this one's called Lady in the Moon. Mm. Yeah. Quiet days fall on autumn leaves, and cold creeps up to my nose. A silence that grows in the whispering trees. Starlight longs for forest floor, but night's just taking its time. A black ocean of sky washed up on shore. I wait till it's late, see you shining through. I wait till it's late, see you shining blue. Yellow sunflower meadow grass I pulled straight up from the roots to offer to you, lady in the moon. Bread basket full of porter wine I've drunk straight down to my bones, but I'm never alone with you out in view. I wait till it's late to see you shining through. I wait till it's late to see you shining blue. It's only me and you. It's only me and you. Lady in the moon. Thank you.
was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice. That was Kai Burt, joined by Melanie Jean. And they're playing a show at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Saturday, April 25th. You're raising funds to provide free concerts that you can travel around and perform. Tell me about this project.
Yeah, sure. So as touring musicians and kind of with the intention to spend the summer touring the West Coast, Melanie and I got together and we were kind of talking a bit about our backgrounds. So we both had had other lives and in other careers in the fields of education and environmental conservation. Music's both been in our lives, I think, for a long time, but we've recently kind of come full circle to really owning it and becoming professional musicians. And I think, you know, having that in common, we both decided it'd be a wonderful thing to share that story of how we came to our passion, how we're both pretty invested in the communities we've lived in, and providing free music to organizations that otherwise may not have access to music in terms of free music or even the style of music that we're going to be playing, which is largely of the American roots form. So
we want to play shows where people can come for free and enjoy our music and our message, or we want to go like into public schools or women's shelters, Boys and Girls Club, established organizations, either one, just wherever we can play for free, just so people can come and enjoy our music. And the message that we're trying to share is a message of hope and encouragement, because we've both overcome a lot of a lot of personal and just tough changes in life in order to arrive at our true passion and pursuing the things that really mean the most to us. And we want to encourage people to go after the things that are really important to them, you know. So we're going to include elements of storytelling in our performance. We'll be doing a lot of music, but we'll stop and definitely share our stories and other stories of overcoming life's challenges in order to pursue your dreams and your passions.
That sounds very cool. And so basically it's a fundraiser for this project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you said that you both worked in organizations that have environmental or community issues. What were some of those projects that you worked on?
I guess I can start. So I was working in the Southwest for several years, and I was largely involved in what's called green infrastructure, water conservation. So basically trying to make urban areas more sustainable in how they manage their water, and when the water hits the ground, where does that water go? Often, you know, it goes out of sight, out of mind. And so in these projects, we're really trying to take advantage of bringing back, you might say, ecosystems into an urban environment. And also just trying to reconnect people, I think, with their use of natural resources. And so I was involved in you might call it generally urban watershed restoration for quite a while.
That's an important issue right now. It seems like, well, it's always been an important issue, but just with what's happening in California, what do you think of that whole situation with the drought? What do you...
Yeah, you know,
can you solve the world's problems right now, Kai?
I wish I could. Water's been in my brain for quite a long time, especially since I've moved out, having migrated from sort of the Midwest out west. And I think it's a little disconcerting. But the good news on a lot of this is that, you know, we need to be more efficient. And I think we're realizing that. And by becoming more efficient, we become more connected, I would hope, to our community and how we use food and water and all energy and all these things. So I think it could incite a good thing as well.
Mm.
But it's just going to cause folks to, you know, it's going to shift that the way things have been done. So.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you should do this. It's the right thing. Now it's like you kind of have to now conserve water. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to get started with that. So, Mel, you've played here a couple times with a few different people.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know a little bit of your story, too.
Sure. So I lived in Las Cruces, New Mexico for 20 years. That's my hometown. I was there third grade through middle school, high school, got my college degree there in music education, and I taught elementary music for 5 years there. And then last summer, I went on tour with Gabriel Luis, and that was actually my first time being on a stage and playing music in public with people. I mean, I taught music and music was a part of my life, but not so much in a performing aspect. I was a flute player and like wind ensembles and stuff, which is kind of a different thing than being in a band. So it was a great experience. And I was just ready for a new place to be and a new change and new scenery in my life. And I'd never really given music performance a chance. So I kind of fell in love with Paonia, and I came back to visit for a month to scope it out and see if this is a place that I could plug in. And I was just overtaken by the people and the love and the community. And I decided this is where I wanted to be. So I moved up here at the end of August, this past August. So it's been less than a year. And got plugged in at the Hive and the yoga studio across the street, Bija, and just recently the Trading Post. I've been working there as well. And then simultaneously making connections with musicians and leaving here and there for tours and just keeping myself busy with music.
Good. Well, I'm glad you did that.
Thanks. Me too.
But yeah, you just harmonize with everybody so perfectly. You do.
I sing with everybody.
Yeah.
No, it's fun.
So I read, Kai, that you were recently selected in 2014 as the Breakout Artist of the Year for music in the Arizona Daily Sun.
Yeah, I was. So that's the northern paper for all of northern Arizona. And, you know, as I mentioned, I was in a local band in Flagstaff, and we were getting some headway, and it was great. And then as things go with that, you know, some folks moved, and I just started playing a lot. And I think I played 40 shows, 50 shows within, you know, 9 months, and really out there. And I was working on an EP and finished that up. And I guess some folks took notice, and that was really nice, you know, that I was given that award. So
your voice is really like sweet and strong, and it stands out. I think who do people tell you sound like? I know that's an annoying question.
Yeah, actually, so far it's been really so. I can tell you, everyone, people have told me that I sound like. So once person said I sound like Neil Young. One person said I sound like Damien Rice, which they're different. Another person said Devondra Banhart, and Andrew Bird.
Oh, yeah, Gregory Isakoff,
Alan Isakoff. So luckily, a lot of these guys are actually some of my heroes, so that's great to hear.
Again, you can catch these guys playing at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Saturday. What time does the show start?
So the doors will open at 7, and we'll have an opening act at 7:30. That's going to be Paonia's own Gabe Roberts.
Ooh, and all right.
I'm really excited because he's going to be providing it's a mixed media. So normally you'd think a musician would open for another musician. And this time we're actually going to have a poet opening and a visual artist. So
great.
Yeah.
Could we hear one more song?
Yeah.
Great. This is Kai Burt, joined by Melanie Jean.
And this next one was actually written during his time at Elsewhere.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, this one just sort of the bones of it popped up near the end of the residency. And then right before the last day I left, I said, I've got to do this. And so I just hunkered down one day for about 6 hours. And
this is gingerbread house.
In this little tiny wood stove house. Yeah. Okay. So this song's called Gloria May. Kicking up dust as she plants her feet in the ground. Tenders the garden, a queen chasing the clouds. She's playing her cards and throwing out all of her tricks. And she laughs at the wind as it blows. And it whips. Gloria May, wild as the sea, riding on waves, oh, how she's sharpens her axe and splits part the heavens in two. Holding the stars in the palm of her hand for you. She pulls on your heart and brings out the best of your moods. And she's gone with the rising sun, washed up in blue. Gloria May, wild as the sea, riding on waves, riding on waves. Oh, how she's free. Gloria May, she called out to me, singing a tune under the moon, wild as the sea. Oh, she's wild as the sea. There's a breeze blowing in the back door, and a note on the table saying goodbye. Saying goodbye, saying goodbye, saying goodbye. I, Gloria May, wild as the sea, riding on waves, riding on waves. Oh, how she's free. Gloria May, she called out to me, singing a tune under the moon, wild as the sea.